10th week, 2nd day, pray for the new age. Our children ask, will bombs fall on our city? According to history, the answer would be the 30 years war of the Middle Ages almost destroyed Europe. 30 years of war in this century have already threatened civilization, and another 30 years of war would destroy the world. Society knows it must become an integrated whole in order to survive, and has been making all sorts of attempts to achieve a degree of wholeness according to various philosophies and purposes. The Mediterranean Age glimpsed wholeness in the world of truth for one brief moment in Aristotelian philosophy. Medieval art caught the spirit in its world of beauty, and the Roman Church presented the concept in terms of goodness. But the good, true, and beautiful have never been integrated long enough to withstand eruptions from outside and corruptions from within, and many foundations have crumbled. The Atlantic Age, attempting to capture wholeness in it with imperialism, made inroads into the jungle to harness human labor, and then conceived out of savage materialism marvelous mechanical extensions to the human hand and brain. The victory march after the Second World War was a swan song for Europe, as world leadership shifted to Russia and the United States. The Mediterranean Age is dead, the Atlantic Age is dying, and the Pacific Age has begun. Are we going to establish a whole world now, based upon a sound philosophy acceptable to both East and West, even though that could not be achieved by building upon the dreams of a Karl Marx, nor yet of a J.P. Morgan? Or shall we continue the arguments until bombs and other fantastic weapons furnished by the Atlantic Age shatter all dreams into eternal silence? I would let Jesus answer the children. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.